USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Federal ICE agents have started cracking down on sanctuary cities.
The results of a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Got my mind on my money and money on my mind. As millions of unemployed Americans are waiting for Washington to get the stimulus package done. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speak daily. At the same time, Senate Republicans are preparing to vote on a new standalone bill to refund the Paycheck Protection Program on Monday. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
That's Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind, a song from 1979. He dedicated that to the Little Feat member, Lowell George, after his death. The 69-year-old Christopher Cross says he's not a celebrity, but after contracting COVID-19 with his girlfriend from a trip to Mexico City earlier this year, he decided to be a celebrity and speak out. He says the pair were sick for about 3 weeks, and he started to feel better, so he went to the grocery store. When he got back home, his legs gave out, as he needed more time to recuperate. CBS will have an interview with Christopher Cross Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning. Japan will release more than 1 million tons of treated radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea. That will take the better half of 20 years to complete. The expected opposition from environmentalists, local fishermen, and farmers is present. American nuclear expert Lake Barrett tells CBS News the concern is real.
People are basically healing themselves from the emotion of the accident. There is distrust. People feel the harmful rumors that people might not eat the fish, and there would be those concerns.
The event happened in 2011. 18,000 people were killed after the 9.0 earthquake and 50-foot tsunami rocked the area. A government panel said that releasing the water into the sea or evaporating it were both realistic options. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.